This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, we have done it. We have conquered this week as we cruise into the weekend, and life is good. As you are well aware, it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and the questions are simply incredible. Yes, you have a lot to say about these FBI agents embedded in January 6th, the indictment of James Comey. I'm going to address both those things right off the bat. Might as well knock the big ones out of the way. Are they going to back off the political assassinations because it's gotten them some bad pushback? Someone wants to know why I said the CIA is generally a bad thing. It's all that, jihadis not being deported, why, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to get to the James Comey stuff. And look, spoiler alert, I addressed it for like 2 minutes last night, and I'm going to keep saying the same thing I said. I'll get to it in a minute, but I'm happy he's indicted. That's a great thing. I'm happy that there is a chance he's going to prison for some crimes. Pay attention to where the trial is going to be. If it's in D.C., the indictment's from Virginia, from Northern Virginia, which is slightly less communist than North Korea, he's going to walk. We'll get to that in a few. It's still a good thing. Still a good thing. Not trying to pour cold water all over it. It's a good thing. No, I'm not, Chris. No, I'm not. But there's a different story that is, in my opinion, bigger. In fact, I think it's one of the biggest stories ever. Not that it's surprising to you. The story about the FBI agents. Well, here's the headline from The Blaze. The FBI had 274 plainclothes agents embedded in the January 6th crowd, a congressional source says. Okay, so let's just acknowledge this is a whistleblower that came forward and said this. Okay, all right. So before I get to your questions on it and things like that, I want to reiterate what I have said many times before, because we have so many new listeners and so many new stations. I need to drive this point home. The government is going to have power. They're going to have guns. And the government's guns are supposed to be used to protect the people. Protect the people. What is happening now, what has been happening across the world, is the free countries, in quotes, the free countries, including the United States of America, have slowly but surely, as the communists have conquered their government, taken those guns and slowly turned them from pointing outward to pointing inward. And there is nothing in the world more dangerous than that. Nothing. Nothing in the world can top that. Not jihad or anything else, because when your own government and its government guns turn against its people, historically, that is when the most massive human rights abuses have happened. Genocides, you name it. It is the biggest deal of big deals. And this is actually going to apply to James Comey in a little bit. So let's rewind here. Let's just recap this. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has been fairly rotten for a very long time. Part of that's because it's just a Washington bureaucratic agency, and these bureaucratic agencies really exist to protect themselves. You remember the story, hopefully you remember the story of Randy Weaver, the guy who they essentially entrapped him. They had an FBI guy entrap him, and then they sent a bunch of agents up to his home, shooting his dog, his son, his wife. And at the end of this fiasco, it was a huge national controversy. Nobody got fired. FBI was like, yeah, good work, guys. Proud of you. It's okay, so the FBI rot has been there for a while. I just want to clarify. But once again, it comes back to the great destroyer, Barack Obama. Barack Obama got elected, and Barack Obama understood power. He understood how important it was for his plans to get those government guns and turn those government guns inward. And he spent 8 years cleaning out anybody who may be ideologically opposed to him in the military and other branches, but most definitely in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And then he grabbed people who would be loyal communists, and he started promoting them. And they in turn promoted other communists. And soon, the federal law enforcement arm, the largest, most powerful one by a mile, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, was the law enforcement arm of the Democrat Party. Now, Donald Trump shocks the world and gets elected back in 2016. Uh-oh, what do we do? Well, Donald Trump, by his own admission, to his credit, I want to make sure he gets credit for finally owning up to this. He did it. He was 20 feet from me when he admitted it in front of a crowd. By his own admission, was not a Washington, D.C. guy, did not understand how Washington, D.C. worked, and he got there for his first 4 years, and the bureaucracy ate him alive. They ate him up, chewed him up, and spit him out. He was able to do some good things, but his own FBI, while he was president, was running ops against him. Okay. And we know this, by the way, from things that have come out now. So many agents inside of the FBI viewed their role as stopping the president himself because they're communist infiltrators. That's how communists think. They don't think they're there to serve at the behest of the president. No, the communist would never even consider something like that. He's fighting a revolution. Donald Trump is harmful to that revolution. I'm going to take my job at the FBI and try to stop the president of the United States of America. Okay, we got all that. Fast forward to January 6th. The country, much of the country, believes the election in 2020 was stolen or illegitimate in some way. And people have different theories about what they think happened. Everything. People have theories about voting machines or drop boxes. I've told you many times how I feel, what I think happened. I've told you a million times that I do believe it was obviously illegitimate, and I believe it was all about ballot harvesting. And but setting that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I think or what you think. Now, a lot of the country did think that way. And people started to get ready to go to Washington, D.C. to protest the election. Now, pause for a moment. Evil people, communists and others, throughout history, who have stolen elections or cheated in elections, they understand the election's lack of legitimacy or the lack of appearance of legitimacy is a huge, huge, huge problem for them. It is a major problem for them. It's not just that they want to steal elections. They don't want you to know they stole elections. But, hey, I went through what you went through. I was actually on TV all that night. By the time I got off the air and went to bed, Trump was comfortably ahead, and all these swing states, we all woke up the next morning and, wait, what? There was a bunch of ballots dropped at like 3 a.m. and they all miraculously put Joe Biden up? It looked bad. It looked bad. If by chance it was legitimate, which I'll never believe, but if by chance it was legitimate, it still looked really, really, really bad. So what did they do? Well, communists, again, believe in big, bold lies. Not just a subtle bias here, a little whiff of dishonesty there. Communists believe in big, bold lies. So every single Democrat, every Tom, Dick, and Harry communist in the media ran to the cameras, you remember all this, and told you over and over and over again, not just that it was a legitimate election. No. They had to take it further. It was the freest and fairest election ever. It was basically the most secure election in the history of mankind. They would say these ridiculous, over-the-top things, which, of course, only convinced you and convinced me that they did steal the freaking thing. People are angry. People make a plan to gather in Washington, D.C. Now, let's pause for a moment. The communists inside of the government, most definitely inside of the FBI, recognized that they had on their hands a tremendous opportunity. Because whether we're talking about the Soviet Union, East Germany, Cambodia, or the United States of America, it's not just that communists want to use government power against their political opponents. That's a given. You already know that. They know they have to find some way to justify it. Even in Stalin's Soviet Union, he didn't just send the NKVD to your home to pull your fingernails out and shoot your wife in the head. He had to try to tell the people, well, they were spies, the saboteurs. This was a spy family. They were always mindful of justifying using the government against their political opponents, which of course brings us to January 6th, which we'll discuss next.
The Jesse Kelly Show, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, home sweet home indeed. The Jesse Kelly Show is your home for just the most advanced commentary in the history of mankind. What, Chris? All right, quit. Back to what we were talking about. This, of course, brings us to January 6th. We're talking about the story that came out today. FBI had 274 plainclothes agents embedded in January 6th. I already outlined how they believe they have to use government power against their political opponents. They believe they have to justify it, and it already infiltrated and completely taken over the FBI. The FBI recognized the coming protest on January 6th as an opportunity. Now, let me pause for a moment because this may very well apply to you. Are you part of a group? I'm talking about maybe a shooting group, maybe an online group, maybe you've never even met, where you talk about patriotic things and Trump this and guns that and illegals this and that. Are you part of any kind of an online community? If you are, that's good. By the way, I'm not trying to dissuade you. Community is important. I also want to make sure you understand that there is a very, very, very good chance your online community has a Fed in it, or a Fed watching it in the very least. And I know that there are all kinds of different apps out there that promise you your communications are secure and no one can read it and this is encrypted and they're reading it. Well, not my group. It would never be Jim or Bob or Mark. Nope, it's Mark. It is. And why? Because maybe you're saying, well, I know Mark. I've known him my whole life. He's not an FBI agent. No. Stop for a moment. I'm not saying he works for the FBI and collects an FBI paycheck. What I am saying is Mark cheated on his taxes 3 years ago. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said, hey, you can do 5 years in the penitentiary for this, or you can let us know what your online buddies are saying at all times, and we'll make those charges go away. This is how it works. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. This is how it works, most definitely in federal law enforcement. So, the FBI, having infiltrated all these online groups, by the way, they were completely ignoring the Antifa violent terror cells while they were infiltrating your gun group, I should note. Didn't even care about Antifa because, of course, they sympathize with Antifa. They're on the same side as Antifa. They were infiltrating your gun group. Having infiltrated all these online groups, they began to gather information about January 6th And if their history is any indication, they almost undoubtedly were revving up the anger for January 6th. You're right. We got to go fight them. Let's take it to them. We can't allow it. Hey, come armed. This is how they discuss things. Pause for a moment. Maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, take the tinfoil off your head. I am not going to go into a lot of detail on it. I would kindly ask you to go look at the FBI entrapment plot in Michigan, the one they announced where Gretchen Whitmer was about to be kidnapped and assassinated. I want you to look at it, not just for the sake of that story. I want you to look at it to understand how the Federal Bureau of Investigation operates. They took two or three half-brain-dead morons, one guy who was living in an apartment underneath a vacuum repair shop, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation planned, funded, and organized a kidnapping and assassination attempt, and then busted the guys and said, look at this assassination attempt. I can't believe it. And all this stuff came out at the trial, and a lot of these guys got off scot-free. The Federal Bureau of Investigation does crimes. They entrap people. This is what they do. They create the crime and then bust you for the crime, and then they run to the news and say, look at us. You can't survive without us protecting you. We took down these evil assassins. Look at us. This is how they operate. January 6th. I have no doubt they were highly involved in online communications and revving up the anger on to January 6th. Now, people start to flood into D.C., as you remember. There were crowds and crowds and crowds and crowds of people. 99.99% of these people were totally peaceful, totally unarmed. Yes, they were very, very angry at what they viewed was a stolen election, but they were not insurrectionists. They most definitely were not terrorists. We'll get to that in a moment. That's going to be an important part of all this. They were angry, patriotic Americans because they believed the communists had just stolen an election from them, and they wanted their voice to be heard in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump gets up. He gives a speech. You probably remember it. At least you remember bits and pieces of it. This is the one where they tried to act like he incited it, even though he is on camera imploring people, be peaceful, be peaceful, be peaceful, be peaceful. Donald Trump did not turn up the temperature that day. Donald Trump, who also believed and still believes to this day that election was stolen from him, Donald Trump got up and said, this was stolen. We are going to let our voices be heard, but be peaceful. Okay. Now, the actual event itself. There are things we know now. There are things that we suspected before, and now many of these things we know. We know the Federal Bureau of Investigation had busloads of agents there before the crowd even showed up. We know the scaffold, which I'm sure you've seen, you know, hang them. The scaffold was already there, had been built. We know that. And let's cover a couple other things we know, because this is going to be critically important to understand the FBI and where we are today. And I promise I'm going to get to more Ask Dr. Jesse questions, but this really, really matters a lot. Speaking of history, do you like when we do history? You know we're going to be doing the Siege of Malta soon. It's not my fault. Jewish producer Chris picked it. We're going to be doing the Siege of Malta soon, but Hillsdale will teach you history right now. And you know, because it's Hillsdale, you don't have this garbage commie history where everything's looked through the lens of how horrible America and white people and Christians are. Hillsdale just gives it to you straight. And it can be American history if that's your thing. You know, you want to learn about the revolution, things like that. Maybe ancient history is more your thing. Maybe you want to go back to Rome or Athens or Sparta. Maybe you're into painting. Maybe you want to learn about capitalism. Hillsdale has more than 40 free online courses. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Go. Take a class this weekend. We'll continue.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. If it sounds like I'm in a great mood and excited, even though we're talking about something dark, it's because me, Chris, and Corey just decided we're going to order Little Caesars, and that just makes my day. But either way, we'll get back to the questions in a little bit. We have to address this story about the FBI, 274 plainclothes agents in the crowd on January 6th. And we're doing this because you have all kinds of questions about it. Hey, Jesse, everyone's talking about Comey being indicted. Isn't the bigger story the 275 agents? Hey, Jesse, I was discussing the FBI involvement in January 6th with my daughter. So you have a lot of questions about it. So now we did the background. We did the why. We've gotten all the way up to that day and the time. All these people are gathered. They are gathered there and they're angry. Now, we need to pause for just a moment and rewind to things that have happened several times before, stuff we've talked about on this show before. Let's do East and West Germany. East Germany was the communist country. West Germany was the free country. You remember this is post-World War II. East Germany was always trying to disrupt and frankly bring down West Germany. That's how communists operate. How did they do this? What did they do? One of the main things they did was they would gin up anger about something or jump on top of something people are already angry about, and then they would send instigators into the crowd, because when you get crowds of angry people, you don't need the majority of the crowd to get the crowd acting terribly. If you get the right people doing the right things at the right time, you can get the crowd doing things en masse terribly, because people generally, when they gather in groups, turn into morons. There is a saying, and I forget who came up with it, that if you have a bunch of teenage boys in a room, you take the lowest IQ in the room and divide that by the number of boys who were in the room. And that is the collective IQ of the room of teenage boys. I didn't come up with that. I forget who came up with it. One, it's very funny. Two, it's very true. I have two teenage boys. But think about crowds in the exact same way. This guy, this girl, this they may be peaceful and normal and fine, but you gather up a big group of people and momentum and adrenaline and anger and things like that being what it is, it just doesn't take much to get people moving in a direction they otherwise would never, ever, ever move. Bringing us back to January 6th. And there have been all kinds of wonderful documentaries on it. Nick Searcy has an amazing one, maybe the best one I've ever seen on it, where you can go get nitty-gritty details of this. There were instigators. Obvious instigators. You've obviously heard the name Ray Epps before. What was Ray Epps doing on January 5th in crowds of people in Washington, D.C.? Things like this.
As soon as President Trump is finished speaking, we are going to the Capitol. It's that direction. That's where our true problems lie.
We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What?
No!
We need to go into the Capitol. And you heard the reaction of the crowd the night before. No. Hey, and then they even started chanting at him. Fed. Because it sounded off. But fast forward to the next day. The anger is palpable. And look, this is one case. It's not as if this man was the only one we suspect. There is videotape. Videotape. You can go watch it. Of this man, Ray Epps, standing at the barricades, leaning into the ear of a very angry young man, covers up his mouth, so we don't know what he said, can't read his lips, we'll never know, and says something into this man's ear. As soon as he's done talking to the young man, Ray Epps turns and walks away from the barricade, and the young man goes barreling on through. Barricades get knocked down. Police start trying riot control things, tear gas, things like that. Cops at the Capitol, police officers at the Capitol do open several doors. This is on video. It can't be disputed anymore. They open several doors and they welcome legions of people who believe they are welcome into the Capitol. That's enough. We can go into all the details. We can spend all day on this. What's important, what's critically important, is this part of it. After January 6th was over, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, by just, I guess, a funny coincidence, had exactly what communists had dreamt of for years inside of the FBI, the DOJ, inside of the Democrat Party. What they had was the pretext, the justification they needed to send government guns after their political opponents. And this gave them a tremendous opportunity, an opportunity not just to arrest Republicans. It gave them an opportunity to classify people in and around that event as terrorists. Do you remember when Thomas Massie interrogated Merrick Garland about this? This is a little long, but I want you to listen to this. This is really, really, really important for where we are as a country. Sit back and listen.
Iran-Contra was an ongoing investigation, and that didn't stop Congress from getting the answers. And you're getting in the way of our constitutional duty. You're citing the Constitution. I'm going to cite it. It's our constitutional duty to do oversight. Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time.
You've had 2 years to find out. And the day, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it. I yield the balance of my time to Chairman Jordan.
May I answer the question?
We'll let the gentleman.
Go ahead. But
In discovery, in the cases that were filed with respect to January 6, the Justice Department prosecutors provided whatever information they had about the question that you're asking. With respect to Mr. Epps, the FBI has said that he was not an employee or informant of the FBI. Mr. Epps has been charged, and there's a proceeding, I believe, going on today on that subject.
The charge is a joke. I yield to the chairman.
The FBI, after that day, had what it always wanted. I'm sure that's an accident. It had the justification it needed to not just arrest Republicans, but to classify them as terrorists. The terrorist part is extremely important to understand why they did what I believe they did. We'll finish this up and talk about the terrorist part, and then, yes, I'll talk for a couple minutes about the James Comey indictment. Before we get to any of that, are you struggling to find that next employee you need? Do you have some dirtball like Chris you need to replace? ZipRecruiter is here to get the Chris out of your life. Think of ZipRecruiter like a Chris replacement program. There's someone at your office who is a terrible burden. You need them replaced with someone competent. ZipRecruiter has a gigantic stack of qualified people ready for you right now. We're talking about this afternoon. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. You sign up. You try it for free, by the way. You might have the candidate you're looking for tonight. Don't live with Chris every day. You don't want that life. You don't want what I have. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody good the first day. Go. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And I know I've been negligent on the questions because this FBI story is so big. Don't nod your head when I say I've been negligent, Chris. I'm about to knock out a million questions, Chris. You're going to be blown away by it. I just want to finish this up because it really genuinely is important. And then we'll go screw off for a couple hours, okay? Even though there's actually a lot of serious questions. The terrorism aspect. After January 6th, because it got spicy, and I think we all know by now the FBI had a huge hand in it getting spicy, what it did was it gave them an opportunity to make a terrorism designation for people on the right. Once you decide, because of our laws, because of the way our law enforcement works and the global war on terror and everything else, once you decide someone's a terrorist, or this group is a terrorist, I won't go into all the nerdy details of it. It gives you an opportunity to do things you would never have an opportunity to do before. For instance, if the FBI believes that I'm a drug dealer, I deal drugs, well, then they can do certain things. They can find ways to look into my life, look into my bank records, get a warrant for this, get a warrant for that. It gives them an opportunity to do certain things. But if the FBI decides I'm a terrorist, that is a totally different ballgame. Now, guess who else they're looking into? Chris. Chris's life. Corey's life. My wife. My mom, my neighbors, my friends. Now these are people who are not bank robber or drug dealer adjacent. They are terrorist adjacent, and they are part of my world. Once you decide you're part of a terrorist network, it gives you more freedom to tear apart this person's life, everything in this person's life. You know all those stats you've been seeing lately, which we've already covered how fake they are, the fake stats. There's more right-wing terrorism than left-wing terrorism. Fake this and fake that. Do you want to know one of the main reasons it's fake, one of the big reasons it's fake? Did you know that all those January 6th, all those poor souls who were thrown in cages were designated as terrorists? And they are including them on every one of those false lists and false charts and false graphs they put out. That's why they did what they did. It gave them January 6th.
is not a day the communist elite hate. It's not a day they fear. I know they use all these talking points. It's the worst day since Pearl Harbor. It's the worst thing since the Civil War. They love January 6th. It is the greatest thing that ever happened to them. And I shouldn't even put it that way because it didn't happen to them. They did it. And they did it on purpose. January 6th was done on purpose by the communists to use it as justification to do what they've always wanted to do. Take those government guns and aim them right at you. That's why they did it. And so, actually, this brings us perfectly to James Comey. And this may be the only time I'm going to talk about it, because I've made my thoughts clear. I don't have expansive thoughts on it. James Comey, yes, he's a dirtball. Yes, he has committed crimes. So arrogant about committing these crimes, he admitted to committing crimes on camera.
President's tweeted innumerable times calling you a leaker. What's your response to President Trump?
Look, it's true. I mean, I'm the one who testified about it. That's how people know about it. I gave that unclassified memo to my friend and asked him to give it to a reporter. That is entirely appropriate. My reaction was, I'm going to get the information out. I know the information is true. And if I'm ever asked about it, of course I'll tell the truth about it. The
president also, several different tweets, calls you a liar.
Yeah.
And?
What am I going to do? Yeah, people have to make their own judgments about other people.
The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation committed crimes. Use his position to commit crimes. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, it must be brought to its knees. It must. We cannot ever have this again. Once it goes from a law enforcement agency chasing down bad guys, and it turns into a secret state police agency that is used to hunt down Republicans, drastic things must happen. And people inside of the FBI have to go to prison. I desperately want James Comey to go to prison and do hard time. As you know, I'm a cynic. If he is tried in D.C. or Northern Virginia or somewhere like that, he's going to walk because it'll be an all-communist jury and they'll never convict one of their own. As you know, these animals lock shields and defend each other and they're not worried about breaking the law. It's really, 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 really important that people inside the FBI go to prison. And it's not just important out of revenge. That's not it. It's important because future FBI agents, whether they be directors or field agents or whatever, future employees at the FBI have to see people burn for doing what they did. The FBI has become a tool for the communists. It has become the communist enforcement arm. And that's how they look at it. And that's why they use the FBI to go take down license plates of angry school board moms. That's why they use the FBI to go kick in the doors of pro-lifers because they were angry about Roe versus Wade. The FBI itself took in Hunter Biden's laptop, knew for 100% that it was real, and they buried the investigation and hid it, and it would have never seen the light of day. And then they got word the information was going to come out, and they promptly ran to social media and told them to censor the story because it was Russian disinformation. These are criminal acts that are the worst criminal acts in the history of the United States of America. It's worse than murder. It's worse than drug dealing. It's worse than bank robbing. Because when you use the FBI to commit crimes on behalf of the communists, you destroy the country itself. This is not a small story. It is confirmation of what we already suspected. I realize that it is everything. And people have to burn for this. All right? Now, someone has a question here. Do I think the communists will adapt and try to make future attacks look less brazen because they don't look very good after the last one? Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, did you know that you spend a third of your life in bed? Isn't that a weird stat? When you think about it, though, a third of your life is in bed. Have you tried Cozy Earth Sheets? I already told you about the robe. Spent my morning in my robe drinking coffee. Have you tried their sheets? They're
these silk, they feel silky, but silk is very, very hot. You know, that people in very cold environments will use silk because it retains heat. So these aren't silk. I don't know how to describe it. They're silky, but breathable and stretchy. They're all we have. We have two sets of Cozy Earth sheets, and we are in love with them. Well, you're getting your everywhere pants. Well, you're getting your face creams, lady, all this healthy bamboo stuff. Get some sheets, man. Save big money, too. With the promo code Jesse at CozyEarth.com, you get whatever you want. You save big money, up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse, all right? And if you get a post-purchase survey, tell them where you heard it. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.